Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is your host Zainab. I hope wherever you are, you're fine, you're doing well. And in case you have any problems, you're not doing well. In this holy land, we always pray for your well-being, inshallah. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we come up with the issues, the problems, the questions that parents have about the upbringing of their children. Well, the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio with us our guest speaker, Sister Salma Khalafan. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's my pleasure.
So today we'll discuss about something that is recommended, that is suggested, that is being said, that if you see youth is getting deviated, especially the Islamic Republic leader Ayatollah Khamenei says, if you feel you're getting deviated as a youth, then try to go to more and more religious gatherings, try to attend them. But as the youth today, we see is avoiding these gatherings. Why? What do you think are the reasons behind?
That's one of the reasons that, you know, youths prevent going to the mosques. It's also a gathering, see?
Yeah.
But they don't like it, maybe because it's too much prolonged, or there are many factors that I'm just going to discuss about.
Yeah.
So in our view, many youths keep away from religious programs due to a number of factors. And I'm going to discuss two of these factors that are the most important ones. So first of all, there's a poisonous kind of propaganda that, people have unleashed on our younger people for a very long time. The youth.
True.
That this has made them suspicious of our religious gatherings in the first place. And our spirituality, as a whole. Because the facts are presented to them in a distorted manner. What facts? How are these facts presented? Through the speaker, the lecturer of the mosque.
All right.
So they are distorted. There's no systematically order in, to guide the youths.
All
sometimes
right.
Sometimes you see a speaker come, he just talk, things that are so haywirely discussed. And the youth does not like that because maybe he's an educated youth and he would like to go in a systematic order. And sometimes he gets so confused, hearing from one law to another law that have, are unfamiliar to each other. And he feels, why this kind of conflict between the two?
And unfortunately, we have, it's very unfortunately late that we have some scholars today who try to start the lectures with a very, very long khutbah, with a very, very lengthy khutbah, which at the very first distorts the youth. They're like...
right?
Yeah, they're like kind of fed up, like, I know how long khutbah you have memorized and all. So, because youth is not going to take that all. So, yes, there are certain reasons, I agree.
Yes, yes. So the way you recite the khutbah, as you said, you pointed out something important. I agree with you that too. Like, don't prolong something in such a way with lots of Arabic words to make the person feel that you don't know anything, I know it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So this, you intimidate the youth. You feel that I don't know anything, so what for? Like, I'm coming, I'm not understanding even the Arabic bit. So a small khutbah could be a good start. And also somebody who has the good information to give. And also, these days, the youth need to be inspired more than they need to be pumped up with information.
All right.
So a person might have so much to say and all our logical experiences, but they don't have the spirituality.
True.
Youths need that emotional spirituality too, because they have the information.
Yes.
They have these days the media, and there's so many sites that they can go to, and their books are all there, and they have so many groups that they could ask their questions to. But they kind of know the answers, but they need to be inspired.
Yeah, we have so many narrations from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, wherein they say that it's the youth actually who has the better ever ground to accept all the spirituality.
Awesome.
Like no one other than youth has that beautiful ground to accept all that. I'll be talking to you, sister, here. We need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. And we are talking about why youth avoid religious gatherings. Sister, you were saying.
Yes, this was the first main important thing that, you know, like the way the information is portrayed, in what way, like the way you mentioned, the khutbah might be too long, or maybe the whole lecture might be too long and boring. Maybe it's so dry, philosophical issues, which is not what the youth want, because when we are considering a lecture of everyone together, the youth, the child, the old, everyone together. So everybody needs that their share of knowledge that they can even take something with them, like a risk, a sustenance, risk ma'anawi, something to improve by, right? Especially in the days of Muharram, the sacred days of Muharram. So we should select a speaker to inspire more than to just give information, dry information. And also, we should note the fact that when the speaker is speaking, he should not prolong his speech in such a way that the youth get bored. You know, the Holy Prophet used to give a lecture of only 30 minutes, it said. Only 30 minutes, Or some say even 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Not more than that, because the brain capacity can take that much, and after that it gets tired and bored.
Yeah.
And when it takes that much and it applies, it's better than when you hear twice as much, and which is more informative, even if it is more inspirational, but you can't take everything. Your mind gets so exhausted. Unless, of course, it's a class, which certain people come with all their intention to receive something, to receive the Islamic knowledge. So that's different. But when a lecture is conducted, it should have this kind of rules.
True.
Another factor is that due to the effect that young people are so much distanced by programs of, you know, these kind of gatherings and going to the mosques and everything, is because of the lack of attention in Islamic principles itself.
All right.
You see that big man will start talking and joking and laughter in Shahadat days. So a youth will begin to wonder that I've come to board here, but look at these people. They're laughing. They're talking about their businesses.
All right.
They're not even paying attention. Or you see somebody rudely behaving. Don't take this. Take only one. For example, if they're giving the tabarruk. No pushing. Or you're pushing me. You know, this thing kind of puts off the youth. So there should be an organized manner in such a way that these programs ought to be conducted for a youth to be inspired.
All right.
Yeah. That when we go there, there's so much organization. Everybody gets with respect the tabarruk. For example, people behave so much with etiquette. Everybody is ready to give space to you when you come. Not that you are a youth, go. There's no space here. You can go.
In the Quran,
when it says when somebody
sometimes
comes, you know, make space for
them.
So these kind of things put off the youth.
So these
are the main things, among other things, that I believe that puts them off from attending.
Actually saying that it's our conduct that also matters, the way we behave in these gatherings. Well, I'll be talking to you on that note. Here, we need to take another break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. I have Sister Salma Khalfan with me, who is talking on the topic, why youth avoid religious gatherings. Sister, you said that we have narrations our Ahlul Bayt, may peace be upon them, say that in case you are our followers, you are our Shias, when you are happy, in our happiness, when you are sad, in our sadnesses. But you said if there is a mourning, if there's some martyrdom anniversary and we are mourning and you see these people, they are laughing, stocks over there, and they are talking about business and other stuff, or they are avoiding them, we start our majalis, we start our lectures with the name of Prophet, who was himself, peace be upon him and his family, known for his akhlaq, for his ethics, for his morals and values. So where else do you think we are lacking that these youth get repelled from these gatherings?
Another factor might be is because, for example, gathering, one place of gathering which is of ultimate recommendation and beauty is the mosque of praying Jamaat Namaz.
All right.
The Salat of congregation.
Congregation,
right?
Prayers.
So when they go there, they see the Imam of the Jamaat praying so slowly.
Yeah.
And that puts them off. That here I can finish my prayer within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
This comes at a later, as you get acquainted with the prayers and you get an interest. So, you can't take a youth by force that, no, pray slowly. At least he prays. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Then you explain the philosophy of prayers and everything. Very rarely youth are like that. And it's a very special quality for youth has that capability to pray slowly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they will come due to their own desire. But if people are encouraging, parents are encouraging their child to go to gatherings, then mostly the mosques should enhance that there's an Imam Juma who's so lively and good-charactered and ready to,
energetic.
Yeah, and ready to attract the youth through his namaz, which is proper, not fast, but not slow either. And when he even recites his dua, he doesn't prolong his dua in such a way
that
it makes the youth feel, look at his time or the pages that are left for the dua to finish. For example, Dua-i Kumail. Usually we feel that this is one chance of forgiveness on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
So we encourage our children, let's go to the haram, let's go. But you see, many children, they feel it's just not ending. You see, just not ending. I'd rather read it myself. And they're right in a way. They don't have that capacity to sit for that long. We as adults even sometimes can't. So
all
what
right.
of children, right? So yeah, shorten the gatherings of Azadari as well.
Right.
When Doha is being recited, there'll be about 8, 10 Dohas.
All right.
It's two Dohas with heartfelt, spirituality and
feelings. Heartfelt spirituality is quantity matter.
Quality matters,
Quantity does not matter.
Exactly.
It's quality that matters.
Even one Doha.
Yeah.
You can never ever mourn enough for Imam Hussein.
All right.
So even one, two Dohas are enough. And then you give them Tabarruk.
However, that should be heartfelt.
Yeah, and that's why people, they feel that there's no use to go to the mosque. The Tabarruk is got at 12. And then you see people coming for Tabarruk instead of the real Tabarruk, which
the
is
real
tabarruk of the soul,
yes,
right?
Exactly. Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Thank
You're
you welcome. So much. Thank you so much for these beautiful points that we, as seminary students and so many imams, need to take care of to attract the youth, actually, not to repel them from the religious gatherings. Inshallah, may Allah increase our capabilities to attend these gatherings more and more. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. To listen to that session again, you can go back to our website, parstoday.com, go to Call of Islam. Email us your questions as well at the email englishradio@irib.ir. And in case you want to follow us on the social media platforms, you can just search Call of Islam Radio and you can find programs there. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.